club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And after a 22-12 victory, MG, for New South Wales, some people thought we'd never make it back from the MGC, but we're here.
Oh, yeah, what a night. Thanks to all our listeners who partaked in the sensational night at my house. Thank you to all the Triple M staff who helped out. And thank you, Liam, for coming out west, my friend.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to New South Wales. I'm
Everything's blue today.
Everything is blue today. It is a blue day at the Rush Hour with MG. We're going to be speaking to Tyson Frizzell a little bit later on in the show. MG, you're going to talk us through the five biggest moments from last night's game. And very quickly, because we've got Damien Cook of the victorious New South Wales Blues standing by to chat next. Mate, what was your main takeaway from last night's win?
The penalties, lack thereof. Usually the referees are spoken about in a derogatory type of tone. Well, last night they put their whistles away and hence the game. For the first time this year, I've seen a game won on attrition. Errors were 9-4, penalties 4-1. That's 18 stoppages in the game, and it showed. Usually we're having 40 stoppages these days, and I love the fact that the referees let the players play the game.
Wouldn't be able to tell you who the refs were last night,
no.
Which is, I think, is probably how you want it every week.
They don't spring to mind at all.
All right, very quickly, best players for New South Wales?
Tedesco and Cook, and for Queensland, Inglis and Maguire.
Who needs to... And predicting you're going to keep the same 17 for New South Wales for Game 2, what changes are you making to Queensland for Game 2?
Jared Wallace out, 3 runs for 26 metres, just not enough for a front rower. Gavin Cooper, I think, has passed his use-by date as far as Queensland goes as well. I think Kalen Ponga's got to be in the 17 somewhere, and I think they'll rush Slater and even Matthew Scott back as well.
No sign of Cam Smith coming out of retirement?
Hope not.
Well done, New South Wales, 22-12 winners in Game 1. Up next, one of those victorious players, 52 tackles this bloke, mate.
Freak.
Played the full 80 minutes in his Origin debut. Damien Cook joins us next on the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, shall we play it just one more time?
Please. My eyes are blue, the sky's blue. Your eyes are blue.
Yeah, sort of a greeny bluish hue. They're definitely not maroon. That's the important thing today after New South Wales 22-12 win.
You look scary with maroon eyes.
You and I both look a little bit scary after our night at the MGC last night.
It's called Dusty. Yeah,
Dusty.
A little dusty today.
A little bit slim. Thanks to Red Rooster, let's do this.
Trending now.
And we do trending now thanks to our mates at Red Rooster. Hangry family, there's a pack for that at Red Rooster. Winner, winner, MG. Well, obviously, it's all about New South Wales. We've got Tyson Frizzell coming up, Greg Alexander as well. You're going to talk us through the key moments from last night's game, but 80 minutes, 52 tackles, speed and smart out of dummy half that created plenty of opportunities for the team. That is one hell of a report card for a bloke who was playing his first game of Origin in front of 87,000-plus. Damien Cook from the victorious New South Wales Blues. Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG, and congratulations.
How you going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Well, you got picked for your speed out of dummy half, and it's exactly what you did out last night. Your first real run from dummy half created the first try. Talk us through what was going through your mind, brother.
Yeah, mate, I was just trying to play my style of footy. I guess that helped me get to that team, and I was just trying to find the right opportunities, and I thought last night Queensland were doing a really good job of slowing us down the ruck too, so I was just trying to pick the right times. I was lucky Jim Maloney's very good at support, even Tedesco as well, to be pushing up the middle, that turned that small run into a try.
We watched that. We were watching the game last night, Damien, at MG's place, and there was, as that moment, that play was happening, there was just people around the room yelling, "Spine! Look at our spine!"
Yeah.
Everyone getting very excited. Now, Damien, I spoke to you in Blues camp ahead of this game one, and I asked you, the day before you guys flew out to Melbourne, I think I asked you to describe your team in one word, and I asked you to describe your coach in one word, and you struggled with it, if I'm going to be honest. I'm going to ask you, Damien, your first Origin game, 87,000 at the MCG, you had a win. In one word, how was it?
Awesome.
Mate, you, that's what you, I mean, you pick for your attack. Your speed out of dummy half is according to insiders, the best in the team, but you racked up 52 tackles. I mean, did you realise you were doing an awful lot of defence, or did you that kind of sneak up on you, that mark, that 52 tackle mark?
Yeah, it did sneak up a bit, but I did it. Obviously, going through the game, there wasn't many penalties and a few, and there wasn't many errors as well. You know, there was a lot of work going into that game end to end, and it was, they did a good job there, obviously. Getting out of our spot players, that's what we all do it to, each other's teams. And obviously, I'm being in the middle, I'm going to get a lot of traffic my way.
You make a good point there. In average NRL games this year, we've seen 40 stoppages. That's usually 20 penalties and 20 errors with both teams. Last night, penalties were 4-1. Queensland, 9 errors. You, 4 errors. That's 13 and 5, which is 18 stoppages in the game. And the game flowed accordingly. As a player in the middle of the field last night, did you actually feel like the referees had put their whistles in their pockets?
Yeah, I felt like it was a good flowing game, and that's what we want to. We want to go end to end and see which team's really going to come out the other side, and we were that team last night. But yeah, like you said, there wasn't many errors. It was a high quality game of footy, and it's not many errors. That means there's not many breaks as well. So everyone's out on their feet. And the lungs are burning, and just whoever can stay out there the longest.
Have you pulled up, Damien?
Yeah, no, not too bad, mate. I'm obviously a bit sore from the game, a bit of general soreness after games and that, but I'm all good, mate.
And have you, believe you've landed on the Gold Coast already? You're up there ahead of your game for against the Gold Coast tomorrow?
Yeah, we all flew up together. Me, Angus, Gage and Greg as well flew together this morning, so there was a love back in the group there once we got back together.
So the love's back?
Too, I talked to you, did you?
Once we got back into the airport, it was back on the South Sydney for us. But it was good to see them, actually, outside of Origin. Now we've landed up here today and ready to go for the Titans tomorrow.
I reckon if he turned up at the airport with a Blues polo shirt on, gee, I would have whacked him. Would have just sent one of those tackles at him, gee.
Yeah, he tackled he was like De Bellin last night in defence, wasn't he?
Coming out of the line.
Cookie, usually people tell you before the game, you had Brandy, you had Freddie, you had Bedsy, you had a lot of other ex-Origin greats around you in the lead-up to the camp. A lot of people can tell you what the game's going to be like. Until you actually play it, it's kind of insignificant. What was the main thing you brought away from your debut in the Origin jersey last night?
Yeah, you're right. Like a lot of people told me how it's going to be, and I guess you don't know if you're ready or if you, what it's going to be like until you play it. And just last night was just, I guess, that end-to-end footy and high completion, and that's what it really was. It was a fast game last night, and there wasn't much stoppages, which was a lot different to club footy week in, week out.
With that as well, I mean, we spoke to Tyson Frizzell just moments ago, and modest bloke, and speaking about how you guys the whole way, you never got ahead of yourselves, but was there a moment for you last night where you sort of you realised the step up that Origin was? Was it from the initial kickoff, or I mean, I guess you're playing in front of 87,000, but was there a particular moment or a play where you went, oh, this is another level?
Yeah, I probably think it was Gay Guy's try just after half time. I think I thought we played well. We weren't quite getting our attack right, but we'll defend together. But then for them to hit back straight away after half time and obviously score in the corner, just showed it come down to little moments in the game. And we were never comfortable that we were going to win that game last night. We had to keep playing the whole 80 minutes. Yeah, I've watched too many games where Queensland have come back and won in the last 10 minutes. So. we just had to keep playing the whole time.
Well, Damien, I love chatting to you, particularly in person, because you're one of the few blokes I can actually have a conversation with at eye level. But I want to raise an issue, MG, because you're the bloke you're the number one fan of, Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Yes.
The amount of fanfare that bloke's getting about his moustache, and fair dues, it's outstanding. But I reckon, Damien, your facial hair is being put in the shade by RCG, and it's not getting the adulation it deserves. It's very manicured, your facial hair, Damien. I like what you're doing with it.
I think you're right. I think I'll put a bit more time and effort into mine, and he just lets it grow. There's no maintenance whatsoever with that thing, but it is a good one. It's very impressive, but mine takes a little bit more care than that.
Well, Damien Cook, State of Origin player, you've had a phenomenal year, mate, a breakout season. And if it wasn't for a bloke called Tedesco, you would have been man of the match last night. That's how good you played. And we want to thank you for spending time with us on the rush hour here. And good luck tomorrow night against the Titans.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much. Anytime.
How good's that bloke?
Very humble man.
Very humble
very
man.
Very young, humble man who's a sensational dummy half.
It's the rush hour with MG. Up next, the big fella's going to talk us through the 5 biggest moments from last night's game on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M shut down.
Yeah.
By Australian Crawl. What the Blues did to the Maroons last night.
They certainly did. They didn't... They went out with a bit of a whimper, didn't they, the Queenslanders? You must confess that they were a little bit disappointing.
22-12 result in favour of New South Wales for game one. MG, let's do this. I pressed the wrong button there.
That's good. Will Power. Believe it.
Yeah. Let's try that.
That's Will Power after the New South Wales team won last night. So I like that. Don't say you pressed the wrong button. You give the secrets away.
No, I was meant to press the Will I Am Power rankings, but instead I pressed Will Power.
Do you want me just to sing it?
Yeah, go for it.
I got the power.
Yeah, it's time to do. Time to do MG's Power Rankings, brought to you by Tyre Power. And today, MG,
yes,
you are going to talk us through the top five moments from last night's game.
Yeah, the moments that mattered. We'll start at number five. 21st minute, Will Chambers knocks on uncharacteristically with a line wide open. Felice Kaufusi gets in the ball in open space and he drops it, and we see an 8-point turnaround.
On the next play, Papali's first touch is an offload. Back to Hunt, Hunt to Kaufusi. He's passed to Chambers, who puts it down. He got a little excited, Will. It was happening for the Maroons. One of the Blues rushed up.
Did he touch it?
And created numbers here. And boy, oh boy, Dane Gagai, his eyes lit up down the wing. But Chambers puts it down.
Mm.
Yes, that kind of mirrored their game all night. That was kind of the Queens. They just couldn't get out of third gear, Queensland, last night. Number
four.
Well, that knock-on led to this. It was the try that Damien Cook, who we just spoke to, set up out of dummy half, beautifully backed up by the fullback in Tedesco, who passed a beautiful ball onto James Maloney.
He's Cook running out of dummy half. Go! He makes 20 metres. That gets a pass onto Maloney. Down the centre he goes. Gives it to Tedesco. Chambers chases. Chambers misses. Tedesco's over. Tedesco plunges over. The Blues are in. The Blues are on top with the first try.
Geez, that would have brought a smile to Brad Fittler's face to see Damien Cook, you know, zip out of dummy half.
Well, he waited for the moment because he was pretty well contained most of the first half. In that 20th minute, he kind of said, okay, now it's time to have a run. And as soon as he did, and like all good 5'8s and fullbacks should do, they're backing up. So well done.
Three.
Just when you think New South Wales are going to put their foot on the throat and get out to a bit of a, you know, 14, maybe 16-point break, Val Holmes swoops on a misguided pass from Jimmy Maloney.
Where Cook waits, gets it at dummy half, goes to Cleary. Cleary to Maloney, throws an intercept. Holmes is away. Holmes is only a 40, now over halfway. They're coming, but they're not going to get him. Goodbye! And Queensland hit back against the run of play. Valentine Holmes of the field, and they are back in the game.
I mean, most intercept attempts are all or nothing plays, but that genuinely was, because if Holmes didn't take that pass, New South Wales had two outside of him. That's, and they score in the corner.
Yeah, exactly right.
So,
and very well called by our team down there in Melbourne, Dan and Wendell and Gerds, I must say. They were listening to in my house last night with the TV down. It was
that was a fantastic call. And if you haven't already checked it out, head to our social pages at Rush Hour Triple M on Twitter and Instagram, or it's up on the at Rush Hour Triple M NRL. Oh, sorry, at Triple M NRL page. You can check out a compilation, a montage of the call from last night in the box, and it gives you a sense of the excitement. And I've also picked up something on a certain Ryan Girdler that I might discuss with you a bit later on.
Okay.
His excitement. Anyway, yes. Continuing with MG's Power Rankings, thanks to Tyre Power. Right now at Tyre Power, buy three and we'll give you one free on selected Kumo passenger car and SUV tyres. We are up to number
two.
Yeah, look, Tommy Turbo all night was sensational for the Blues. I questioned his selection somewhat before the game, thinking that, you know, he should pick specialist winners like maybe a Kotrick, but he terrorised them so much so that I think you'll find they might even put Corey Oates in next game to combat his height. Because every time they kicked it to him, he jumped above them with ease. So I think they'll have to do something. 20 runs, 141 metres, and then was awarded with this try.
18 out, last tackle. Cook throws to the right to Maloney. High kick for the right corner. Here comes Tom Trbojevic. He gets it, and he scores! Tom Trbojevic, he ripped it out of the hands of his opponent, and he scores one of the great Origin tries.
It was. It was a great try.
It was an outstanding try.
And much deserved, because he was one of our best, along with Tedesco and Cook, I thought, were our three best. And Frizzell as well was a handy in the forward pack. And Cordner, who led from the front as skipper.
Absolutely. All right, MG's power rankings, the five top moments from last night's New South Wales 22-12 win over Queensland. Thanks to Tyre Power.
One.
Yeah, to put the icing on the cake, that man again, Tedesco, he was a freak last night. In the 69th minute, he broke tackles from Munster, Napa, Hunt, and then bounced off Morgan to set up this try.
Blues 45 out. Tedesco picks it up and runs out of dummy half. He got by another. Got by another. Into the backfield. I'll take it by Morgan, but he slipped away from the tackle. Goes and left. Campbell Gillard, the Maloney. Long ball to Ado Carr in the left wing. Yeah! Ado Carr rings this out and scores. Ado Carr's over. Ado Carr scores. Blues up by 10.
Yeah, that was really the moment, wasn't it?
Oh, it was comprehensive victory. You know, probably the score flattered Queensland, if anything. And if we did the paper test today after the game, when you rate the players...
It was 11-6 when we did it the first time.
I'd say it'd be 16-1. Inglis is the only bloke who would... you know, if you're picking an Australian team tomorrow on form, out of that team, he would be the only one who'd make Australian team.
Over Jimmy Roberts. He probably had his measure in the game, but...
Yep.
That's
about it.
Dominant performance by New South Wales. And we'll speak to one of those dominant players shortly, Tyson Frizzell, who had to catch a plane, so we did speak to him earlier. He's coming up shortly, and as I said... I've noticed something about our man Ryan Girdler. He's got a little habit.
He's very handsome.
There's no doubting that. But he's got a little habit that I've picked up from his call last night that I'll share with you a bit later
on. Okay.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Not bad.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh, close game, good game.
Not after 12 years.
Hey, we're going to draw it, baby. Oh, yeah!
If you're wondering what you're just listening to, this is the Rush Hour with MG. That's a little bit of the audio from the MGC, the Mark Guy compound last night. It was a fantastic night. Shout out to our winners, Kenny G and his mate Scott, and Ben and his mate Sean, who came along last night and had a great night, watched a great game of footy, and had a few Tui's news as well.
It was Benny and Stewie, I think. It was his brother.
Who did I say?
Sean.
Yeah, Stewie. Sorry, Stewie.
Yeah, both the brothers. But weren't the natives getting restless there? That was sensational. It was good to see. Well, do the show from my house and get the opportunity for them blokes to watch us doing our thing. It was bizarre, but it was so enjoyable.
I reckon we got to get this show out and about to the people. A bit more.
Yeah,
that's a goal for now.
I want to get out to sporting clubs.
All right,
who
let's
need
do
our
it.
Help?
All right, well, we're going to take the show to the streets, get it out and about. But MG, let's do a little bit of this.
Yes, a couple of big matches or fighting boxing matches on the weekend.
And when it comes to pugilist stuff, I'll leave it to you. So where do you want to start?
Let's start with the Hornet. Jeff
All
Hornet.
Right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Jeff Horn taking on Terence Crawford. Talk to me.
Yeah, that was Michael Buffer, the famous Michael Buffer, saying, let's get ready to rumble. Look, his odds are not against, right against him on the weekend, the Hornet, like they were against Pacquiao. But I think he'll prevail. I just think that Aussie spirit just comes out, even though you know, most of the world think he won't.
It's almost a year to the day when he beat Pacquiao up in Suncorp.
Okay, well, there you go.
I think.
But anyway, Mark Warren caught up with Jeff Horn for Fight Call Out.
You can expect a repeat of Suncorp Stadium, a massive upset, similar odds to that fight as well, and I'm feeling as the best I've ever felt. So I can't believe everyone's got him as favourite as he should be, because I'm the welterweight, I'm the big guy, and I've had 18 fights, but I've had 18 good fights.
He's a likeable type.
Oh, he is, because Mark found him in the corner of a food court on his own, having something to eat, and he's remained humble. Just he's a father now. Things change when you become a dad, but I just hope his anger hasn't in the ring.
Well, if he has the same fatherhood has the same effect it's had on Benji Marshall, Jeff Horn will wipe the floor with him. You're tipping Horn over Crawford?
Oh, of course I am. Go the Aussies.
Let's switch to the Octagon.
Yeah, and amazingly, another buffer. who has the microphone in the octagon. That's Michael. That's Bruce Buffer. Michael Buffer's half brother. Yeah, and they just both got the patent on, well, let's get ready to rumble. It's famous around the world. And
yeah.
So is its time starting to be for the
millionaires off the back of being able to say a sentence.
A lot of ringtones.
It is a big weekend for UFC. Card happening on the same day. And two Aussies on the card, MG. Talk to me.
First main event in Chicago. Mm-hmm. We'll see, obviously, the main man going to... Whittaker to against Romero for the middleweight title. It's about a year ago almost. July will be a year ago that they fought for the title, and Whittaker prevailed, and I think he'll prevail again.
Okay.
And Big Bam Bam is on the undercard.
Tito Ivasa.
Yeah, who we've spoken to on the show. He's up against a veteran in Andre Arlovsky.
Who is a veteran. As you say, he's had about 25 fights. Tito Ivasa only with 7.
Ty will walk through him.
Will walk through him?
Yes.
Wow.
First round knockout.
First round knockout.
Yes.
All right, there you go. MG's predicting a Horn victory over Crawford. Whittaker, you're saying, will defeat Romero and retain his belt?
Yep.
And Tito Ivasa to walk through Arlovsky. All those fights happening this Sunday, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're both on main event, but you can watch the Horn fight if you buy it on main event on 507, and the UFC will have 521.
All right, and thank you very much to Mark Warren and Fight Call Out for that exclusive little bit of audio with Jeff Horn, the Hornet. Good luck to all the Aussies strapping on the gloves over the weekend. Up next, MG, another one of New South Wales heroes, Tyson Frizzell, the bodyguard for Nathan Cleary.
The Juggernaut.
On Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Oh, if the heart is a muscle, the New South Wales players' hearts are huge, MG.
Yeah, gang of youth, good band.
Yeah, that's what we're doing today. We're just celebrating
that's
New
blue.
South Wales. It's all blue.
It's all blue, baby.
Everything's blue. Now, we are due to... In fact, there's going to be a special... We're not on tomorrow because the footy is back.
Yep.
It starts tomorrow night, 6 o'clock game. You can hear that one here on Triple M NRL. So the Rush Hour with MG, not on tomorrow night, but we are going to drop a special Origin Overflow podcast, because there's so much Origin chat to be had, and we're going to speak to Greg Alexander on that, a part of the coaching staff. So that will be available tomorrow.
Yep.
Make sure you subscribe via the Triple M app, best way to do it. But we spoke to this man who was outstanding last night, Tyson Frizzell. He had to catch a flight.
He gets better every game, doesn't he?
He is. He's got legs like tree trunks.
He'd squash you.
He'd squash me in a bloody heartbeat.
Yeah.
Here was our chat with Tyson Frizzell.
Fantastic win, Tyce, mate. Look, it's just a fresh-looking team. You played accordingly. Queensland, on the other hand, had a few little chinks in the armour. And you guys certainly exposed that. How was the whole camp?
Yeah, it was quite different coming into camp and seeing a lot of people that you haven't met before, and I feeling like an old guy coming into a spot like that.
Yeah, I think you looked empowered. Even when they read the team out on the Monday night, it's the star. Standing there in your new attire, he looks fresh. And I think the fact is that they picked every player on their form of NRL, and I think he's played accordingly.
Obviously, spoken about the speed and the players that we had out wide, and I guess our kind of game plan was to try and use them as much as possible, and play to our strengths. We know Queensland, definitely going to be better. Game two and for us, we need to be better as well.
Now, Tyson, I want to ask about you. MG mentioned the attire at the announcement night. I wanted to ask, because I saw some photos of you guys approaching or arriving at the MCG yesterday. Was there a uniform duffel coat that was distributed by Freddie? Was everyone in the black duffel?
He loves his duffel coat.
Yeah.
Was this like a jersey presentation that happened with the duffel coats?
Yeah, a bit of both. I guess we had to change to the climate of Melbourne. Everyone knows at night time, Melbourne can be a little bit colder, and we had to walk to the stadium, which is something different, and probably no one's probably done since back when they were playing in club footy or something like that, walking to a game. I got to see fans walking into the game, something that you kind of miss when you're just sitting on the bus and you concentrate and listen to music or something.
Just back to the quirkiness, I suppose, of my mate Freddie Fittler. I've had the pleasure of playing alongside of him, and along with Greg Alexander, probably the two best players I've ever played with. What's the one thing from the last couple of weeks you spent with him that you got out of him, mostly?
Yeah, well, I didn't know too much about Freddie, and I guess everyone knows that he's a different kind of character, but just his knowledge of Origin and knowledge of the game, and he just wants to win on everything, and that's probably why it makes him, you know, probably one of the best ever players to put on the Blues jersey. And
bloody oath.
He got every little bit out of us. You know, he made us feel comfortable going into that game.
Yeah, I think it was evident you were bought into his systems. Whatever he put in place, you guys just lapped it up, and I think that showed on the footy field as well. And with the roommates, you had young Nathan Cleary, a sensational debut for him last night, and all the rookies in particular. But how was young Nathan like as a roommate?
Yeah, he was good. He's a very likeable, humble young kid. He was pretty quiet. He's got an old head on young shoulders, and he played really tough. He went in the line a couple of times and got smashed, but, you know, got back up and kept going. He's definitely going to be, you know, in that squad for many, many years. And, you know, it's good to see him playing so well and playing so tough.
Hey, Tyson, getting back to the game itself, specifically last night, I mean, you had a job to a degree looking after Nathan Cleary in the defensive line, but, I mean, were you aware of the captain for the Maroons, Greg Inglis, put on some hits that were, he was trying to lift his side and inspire his side. Do you, in your role in the team, are you aware that GI was out hunting last night?
Not too much. It's hard to tell when someone's hunting out from so wide. I think he got me once, put me on my backside when I ran him, so I tried to stay clear of him. But yeah, I guess he was just trying to lift their side, and he was trying to find any opportunity to change the momentum.
And let us behind the curtain a little bit last night, Tyson. After the game, was it beers in the rooms? Did you go back to the hotel? What was the route? How quickly did Freddie, you know, yank the chain and turn your attention to game two? What was the talk us through?
Yeah, well, he just pretty much said he enjoyed tonight for what it is, and it's a very special moment, especially for all the guys that debuted. And even for myself, winning Origin games is not easy, so we definitely do need to enjoy it. We need to focus on, you know, going back to our clubs, playing well, and, you know, hopefully coming into game two and preparing well. It's, you know, a lot of formalities, and, you know, seeing a lot of family that have helped you along the way. And after that, we had a few quiet beers and just shut it down. A lot of boys got to play in a couple of days' time, so...
Sounds like Tyson was tucked up in bed by 10 o'clock, MJ. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, a bit of room service, club sandwich, you know.
Yeah, that's a hideaway from a few of the boys. So, yeah, that was a good night. And, yeah, definitely a night that a few of the boys will definitely remember for a long time.
Mate, you mentioned Nathan Cleary is a modest young kid, mate. So are you. You're only a bub still as far as the Origin arena goes. And, mate, last night you became a man on the field. You're a natural leader, and we want to thank you for spending some time with us on the Rush Hour, and good luck on Monday.
Cheers, guys. No worries.
See you, buddy.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MJ.
And, mate, we are out of time for tonight. Thank you for everyone who's listened to this. And for those that won't get to listen to us tomorrow because of the footy is on 6 o'clock start on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, we have our Origin Overflow podcast, MG.
Yes, we do. We spoke at length to Damien Cook, Tyson Frizzell. We just spoke to my brother-in-law, Greg Alexander, which will be one of the highlights of the podcast. It gives us a good insight into the coach's box of last night. So
absolutely. And also, well, make sure you check out that podcast, because I'll explain while I'm now going to refer to Ryan Girdler as the Nature Boy. It's got a little bit to do with his celebrations of the tries in the commentary last night.
It's damning evidence.
It is damning. Ryan, the Nature Boy Girdler.
Woo!
MJ, we're going to go.
Yeah, he's Liam. I'm MG. Stay ready.
And we're both a little bit dusty from the MGC.
You're not wrong. Give me a bed.